picture this scene. You're standing at the side of a road trying to hail a bus. But the trick is you're trying to hail a bus with your eyes closed. You can't make eye contact with the approaching bus driver, and you're not even sure you're standing in the right place. And so the bus you need to catch drives right past you. This is a story played out across Brisbane's bus network daily for people who are vision impaired. Santiago Velasquez reckons that there has to be a better way to catch a bus in this city if you can't see it. Santi, hi, thanks for coming in.
Hi, Steve, thank you very much for having me. And yes, I do think that there should be a better way for everybody, not just people who have a vision impairment, to catch public transport. From my studies as an electrical engineer, from travelling overseas and visiting the UN and so on and so forth, a key pattern emerges. Public transport should be and must be accessible for all, because otherwise, what's the point?
It wasn't until my producer, Terry, said, okay, think about this, Steve, you've been to a bus stop. If you can't see the bus driver or catch the eye of the bus driver, you know, how do you flag them down? How do you know? And I was thinking, well, when I cross the street, you know, streets at the streetlights, I've got that audio, you know, the button, I press it and it goes beep, beep, beep. So a person with vision impaired knows that it's safe to cross because they can't see the green or the red man. But of course, what do you do with the bus?
Correct. And unfortunately, basically what tends to happen, as you said, is we just get left behind. And a lot of people just choose not to catch public transport because honestly, there is no point. There is no point on knowing that, yes, you have a meeting and you could easily catch a bus in theory, but the bus leaves you behind and then you message the people, hey, I'm running late. Or if you're lucky, you manage to get on the bus by some miracle, waving your cane, waving your hands frantically. There are some crazy things that people do because, you know, you just have to. Even if you get on the bus, you now are relying on the driver. So you say, hey, listen, I'm going to Queen Street Station, or I'm going to Seven Hills in Sydney or in Brisbane, and it doesn't really matter. If you're lucky, the driver knows their route very well and they'll remember and they'll say, hey, listen, we're approaching your stop. Most of the time, you just get dropped off at a random place because you can't confirm with your eyes, you can't look outside, you can't look at a map. And if you get left behind, that's one problem. If you get on the bus, you have another problem. And if you're lost in the middle of a city that you don't know, then how do you get home? How do you get back?
Now, my assumption is because this is radio that I have a higher than average proportion of vision impaired listeners. So give me just, has this happened to you much, Sandy, when you're at a bus stop, but because you can't see the bus driver's face, or to, you know, if I go to a bus stop, I can sort of almost stand out on the curb and, you know, lift my hand and wave and go, oi, and he sees me and go, yep, it's easy. But that's me. What about for you?
Many times in Sydney, in Brisbane, in Melbourne, in New York, in Chicago, in London. And the thing is, it happens when I'm running late, when I'm running early. It happens in the middle of summer where it's either I stand where I'm most visible, but then my guide dog suffers because the concrete is hot. It happens at the cultural center where in theory all the buses should go through the whole station and they all see you, but you're trying to frantically catch a bus that you don't know if it's at the front, at the back, or the middle of the queue. And it's just unfortunate. And we did a trial of a solution we developed called Halo in Sydney last year with about 15 participants who are vision impaired and two bus drivers. And they all said, hey, so when can we have this solution across the city? And I said, it just depends on the government.
Okay, so you're an electrical engineer.
Correct.
And you've developed an app that for vision impaired people will solve this problem. Just explain it.
For everyone. So, yes, we're starting with the problem of visually impaired individuals, but Halo works very simply and it allows anybody to go to a station, select the vehicle they want, 184, 185, 200, select the station where they want to get off, and the driver gets an alert one stop before they need to pick you up and one stop before they need to drop you off. And that way, you don't need to stand and wave your hands, cane, wear a high-vis vest.
Right. Or, just to catch their attention.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or rely on the driver's memory once you're on the bus, if you're lucky, to drop you at the correct stop. And at the moment, we're hoping that we can expand it out and roll it out across Brisbane, across Sydney, Melbourne, and in fact, we are having discussions with San Francisco and Boston. But ideally, we should start with our hometown here in Australia.
My guest, Santi, is an electrical engineer. He's vision impaired. He's developed this app. I think it was trialed in New South Wales last year. How did the trial go?
The trial was fantastic. So on the 26th of May 2021, we had 15 participants, a bus from the Sydney Transit network, and we had two drivers, and we basically dropped them at various points across the Sydney CBD, and we drove to and from Taronga Zoo, and we just said, listen, hail us, pick a drop-off stop. And the drivers were told, don't look for somebody hailing you, just look at the, or pay attention to the alerts, rather, the auditory, and stop when an alert sounds at the next stop, pick them up, drop them off when another alert sounds, and go. And it was fantastic. Everybody just said, so, when can I use it fully across Sydney? When can I use it across Melbourne? And in fact, when we were preparing for the trial, we got emails saying, hey, why don't you do the trial in Gold Coast? Why don't you do the trial in Melbourne, in Canberra? And we just kept going and going. And said,
so are we doing a trial here in Brisbane or the Gold Coast?
We're not.
Why not? Why aren't we?
We have tried to get in contact with Transport and Main Roads, TransLink, and every organization across the world that manages buses and public transport as a whole is aware of this problem. In fact, they do research and they do surveys on this. But that data isn't public. So Vision Australia doesn't know, Guide Dogs doesn't know. And whenever we approach them and say, hey, listen, we have this, we have a demonstrated solution as a result of the trial, they said, oh, there isn't enough data. Oh, we don't know about the viability. Oh, the funds.
Give the council a call. I reckon the Brisbane City Council would be the way into this, wouldn't they? Because they're such a big operator, or co-manager, whatever the term is, with the bus system here.
It depends. So because of how the system works, the big boss is Mark Bailey. So if he the go-ahead, it doesn't matter whether TransLink gives the go-ahead, it all needs to come from the top.
Okay.
And the idea is, it doesn't matter if you have a vision impairment, right? If you're at the cultural center and if you're in a wheelchair, running after a bus that you want to catch is pretty hard. Or if you have a pram, that's, again, pretty hard. And even if you are just a citizen that doesn't know the route or is visiting, if you can eliminate the worries of, am I going to be picked up? Am I going to be dropped off in the correct stop? Well, that's a win-win for everybody.
I'm just thinking, Sandy, so on a bus, you can press a button to say, yeah, I have to get off at the next stop. But the big difficulty is actually the bus driver seeing you in the first place, isn't it? That's the really big hurdle. So do you catch buses around Brisbane and you have to do everything. You wave your hands, wave your cane, anything possible. And you have to guess almost by sound when the bus is getting close?
Exactly. And now that we are going to electric buses, guessing becomes an even more difficult task, because right now I can listen to the bus downshifting and the air conditioning. I'm like, okay, I got to jump up frantically. But then we get into electric buses and it's quiet.
They're much quieter.
And, you know, you add all the people that are left behind, left every day, and you realize why our unemployment rate for people with disabilities so high, right? They're not willing to venture out into the world, and they don't have the money to spend $100 a day either from their NDIS plan or from their own pocket in Ubers and taxis, or asking just family members to get them around. The idea is, if public transport is there, why doesn't it work for everybody?
So Minister Mark Bailey, have a look at this device, give it a go, just give it a trial basis here in Brisbane and see how it goes, get some feedback from people.
Yes, I'm keen. And heck, I would enjoy using it myself, because I don't like being left behind and I don't like making my guide dog suffer under the sun. And let's make Australia a first in the world and a leader in public transport accessibility.
Sandy, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.